to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Bro, I gotta be honest, man. Women are shallow, bro.
Women.
Shallow.
Bro, since the Pharaoh announcement, my DMs are lit, bro.
Wait, are you serious?
On fire, bro. On fire.
I want to take those neck broken, shoulder fucking Lamborghini sign on the seat. You know, remember Kinimbi, the Zimbabwe nigga?
Yeah.
And he was like, he had like Faith in Katie, all these slay queens. And it was like in a Rolls Royce. Yeah. They were all like doing the...
So I guess I'm not misogynistic anymore, hey?
Nah. If
wait,
the women are queuing up.
Ghostly.
If the women are queuing up.
Oh. Hey, what are they not saying?
Damn, bro. What are they willing to
you
do?
You know, women disappointed
hold
me.
Hold on. What are they willing to do?
What are they willing to do?
What are you willing to do, man?
Zero. I'm married, dog. What you mean?
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I love the Maggie's becoming. That's beautiful. Dude, I'm married. That's beautiful, my nigga. Yeah. Happily, right?
Yeah, happily.
Oh,
yes.
Family's good?
100%.
The kids are good?
100%.
Ah, beautiful.
Never
man.
Been better, man.
Beautiful.
Anyway, Hinda, Barimini, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Soliolis is in the building.
Soliolis.
Ghost ladies, yeah. Tibblers, yeah. Neos, yeah. Fat Checker's back. Welcome back, Fat Checker.
Oh, Fat Checker. Truthful show.
Yes. Simpiwa is here as well.
Yeah,
man. Before we start, bro.
Dude.
So we've got a cool campaign coming up with Chillest Punch.
Mm.
So this is what's happening, right? We want to do a Chillest Punch limited edition, right?
Okay.
But we want the Chillest to choose everything. So
the Chillest are going to... No, they've been. Like, the AI guys and the graphic guys have been sending stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. So the first thing Chillest have to do is let us know which flavor they want for the new limited edition.
Oh.
And then we're going to get people to design the actual can. Mm. So let me
can
read this
one. Can I make up a flavor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
What if they say they want more flavor?
Oh, that's good.
It tastes like betrayal. Stop. No. Yeah.
So, Pagama Chillest, we've got exciting news. We're dropping a Chillest limited edition, but there's a twist. You, the Chillest, get to decide on the flavor and design of the can. The competition is broken down in two phases. First up, send us your wildest, most creative flavor suggestions. The more, the better. Once the flavor is picked, we call on all our creative Chillest to design the can based on the picked flavor. The winning design gets 15,000 rands in cash and bragging rights on the can, meaning your name will be on every single limited edition can. Wow. All dates for both phases will be communicated on our social media. Don't forget to follow us at Chillest Punch and use the hashtag Chillest Punch limited edition as the share.
In two parts. First, we find a flavor.
Yes.
Then we're going to find a can.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it's all up to the Chillest.
You can brag all you want.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Where do you want to start, bro? What's going on with the Jazik and Thulani Way fight,
bro? Hey, man. I heard Jazik slapped Thulani Way, bro. I'm like, whoa. No way. He's like, yeah.
What do you know about
Thulani Oaks. Getting slapped on one another. Two Lonnie Oaks slapping one another like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, I'm slapping you.
Two Lonnie Oaks.
Two Lonnie guys.
Wow.
Did you hear what happened?
No. Yeah. Apparently, the initial story I heard was the sound. Ukumei sound.
Mm.
But I was like, nah. Izolo, I was playing Ukumei sound. I'm not going to find the person to slap.
Mm.
Even if it was like maybe a drunk guy, I'm not going to slap him, you know?
So, but Ukumei sound, wait.
I heard Thulani. That's what I heard, and it could be hearsay. It is hearsay.
Well,
it's a legend.
I spoke to Sfiso now, because they're recording Piano Pulse. Right?
Oh, yeah. So
he said that Thulani Way came to Vibes on Main, and it was like, he was recording something, like a mix, you know, like the balcony mix.
Yeah, Soliano, Soliano mixes or whatever. Yeah, mixes.
So he wanted to record Kabza and Pori playing, but Jazzik didn't approve of it. So he's like, nah, bro.
And he owns the place. Yeah. It's his place.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then now, subsequent to that, Tulaniway comes back to the DJ box and then he puts his beer or whatever he's drinking next to the mixers.
Ooh, which is a big no-no. Yeah. That's sacrilege in the DJ culture.
He lets it go, right?
Oh, okay.
And then the last straw was when Tulani now is pressing there by the city chase and he me out.
Oh, he was pressing.
Yeah. And then now it's Tulani Oaks.
And this is house. It's like... There's two Lonnie Oaks in the booth. Stepping one another. They're telling the cop. Damn. Yeah, and it's provoking. So he intentionally provoked them.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know if we're different as people. I would resort to a slap, but still, like, hey, don't provoke a guy. Like, look, if I'm in your house and you're the man of the house, there are things that you must not do out of courtesy and a respect. For that, I'm in your territory. You know? No?
Yeah.
It's unspoken rules of humanity, manhood. This is not about being a man, even as a woman. That's why the whole debate of if a man is with you, remember, we asked you who sits in front, and or if your mom is in your guaco, or your husband's mom or your mom, there's a space and a role for you that she needs to be aware of and not trespass. Now you're making decisions of the woman of the house by the basis of maybe you're older or you're the mom. It's still your place. So, yeah. Tulani sounds like you provoked him, man.
Yeah, but for me, man, if there's one guy that needs a slap, is Jazzik, bro.
Jazzik?
Oh, man, I dislike that guy, bro.
For real?
Ah, fuck. That guy's got an ego, bro. Huge, massive for ego, real? Bro. His ego's massive, dog.
Are you going to slap him when you see him?
No.
Oh,
I'm not a violent guy.
Must slap.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know what happened, but as soon as I heard that Jesse got slapped, I was like, yes.
No, man. Jesse didn't get slapped. Tulani got slapped.
Oh, fuck.
How?
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. Tulani. Dude, no way Tulani slapping Jesse at vibes on me.
Bro, that guy Jesse thinks he shits gold, bro. That guy's got an ego he's so arrogant, bro.
For real?
I kid you not, bro. Like, remember when we met him in Cape Town?
Yeah, but obviously, I think he had a problem with some content from the podcast.
Yeah.
It wasn't like natural Jazzik. Was it natural? That was him.
That was him, dog.
For real?
Bro, that guy thinks he's so arrogant, he's so rude, he thinks his shit's gold, bro. He feels like he's better than everybody else. You know that energy, bro? You can feel it from someone, bro.
Yeah, I've never felt it with him. I remember then, but I think it was the podcast which said something or whatever. Okay. But then I met him at Central City and he was cool. In fact, he is the one who got into the shop to greet me because I was in the store. And he was like, yo! I was like, bro.
I don't like his energy, man. I don't like his
energy. For real.
Yeah. I remember, bro, in Cape Town, remember?
Cape Town. At Rands.
So Cape Town, this is a few years back, right? Yeah. So me and...
But he was behaving like he's shitting dollars.
Yeah.
And we were at Rands that time.
Yeah.
this single thing, it's current to him, you know?
So we're there, Ghost Lady. We're there in Cape Town. It's me and Sol.
Okay. And
we were drunk, man. So it's pretty much like that Nioviola's instinct, right?
People think that you drink. Dude, if you're out with your boys, you're going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And you'll behave like that. That's what we do.
So we saw him and we're not thinking, oh shit, we spoke about this guy last week.
No.
We talk so much shit, we forget sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so it's our first time seeing him and we're like, oh, this Jazzy. I'm like, oh, let's go say hi.
Yeah.
We go there, he did a Nioviola's.
Literally, yeah. He was not
to the both of us.
He was like,
yeah.
Acknowledging us, but like, yo, man, I don't want to talk to you.
Then he goes and plays.
Then
right?
I left, but I left him with him. Yeah. I don't know what they spoke about.
Then he goes and plays, right? When he goes and plays, I'm like, fuck this nigga. This nigga doesn't know me, man. Fuck this nigga, bro. So I left the VIP, went to the general while he was playing, and then I stood there. And then obviously there was like a commotion. Hey, we want pictures. By the end of the night, everyone was saying, Mac G, we want to play.
Yeah.
What is playing? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
I got more disciples. He was like, I got more disciples than Jesus. No, he was saying that. He was like, I got more disciples. Man was like, I got more disciples.
Remember when I went to general?
Now I remember.
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah. So when that's what you don't, you're not going to advocate for your, like, saying that at least you had a better experience with him.
No, I didn't talk to him much. I saw he was cold, and I backed off.
But you said that other time that he was the one that
came
to
you. I did. Yeah, I did. But also, then there was a funny thing, because my Spoo was at Vibes on Main. And
Spoo,
then
your manager.
My manager was at Vibes on Main. He goes to Groove, and that's him, you know? He loves Groove more than me, and that's cool. No, Spoo loves Groove. Like, Spoo grooves, man. I could never groove like Spoo. Spoo grooves. So he goes to these places. So he was at Vibes on Main the one time. And so that's why I was surprised. He was at Vibes on Main, and one of Jessic's boys was like, Jessic doesn't fuck with Saul.
Oh.
But I told Spoo, oh, yeah, I guess I saw Jessic and it was warm.
Mm.
It was very warm towards me. It was at Skins. In thingy, like last year, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Where you buy perfumes?
Mm. Ah, I was window shopping. Fuck out of here. Because I can smell, and then I'll go to a similar place that's, you know, sells the cheaper one.
Okay. You smell me?
I'm like, yo, smell me? You smell me? I want this one. It's like, oh. Yeah, so he was very warm, you know? Mm. And I even made a joke, because there's a guy who actually looks like Jazik, a security guard that I once recorded at Senton City. He looks like him, literally. And I even spoke about that. Meanwhile, Smooth is like, no, apparently Jazik doesn't fuck with you. I was like, whoa, for real? Which is strange, because he also inboxed me the one time. And I remember thinking this place was in Bram, Gandhi. It's actually in Alex, the Vibes on Main, when it was launching. So it's like, I didn't know. Now I don't know where I stand. I'm like, that's strange. It's very like industry vibes. I'm like, but
yeah.
He inboxed me. I thought we were cool. Mm. Then one of his boys allegedly said that. And I was like, and Spoo wouldn't lie to me unless the guy is lying. But every time I've met him, he's been straight with me.
Yeah.
Every time I met him.
No, my experiences with him, every time I've met him, have been very,
but
very
that
cold.
Once.
No. I met him another gig.
Oh, damn.
I forgot who it was. And then he comes there, he parks at the back in his Viano so that everyone can see in VIP. He walks out. And I was actually playing after him, actually. Yeah.
Where was this? Was I there?
Bro,
I remember where that
one
gig...
of these towns out of the city.
Well, we're not together.
No, we're not together. Oh, yeah, we were together.
Where Central took a long time. Where Central was in the hotel, and they had to convince him to
and
go perform.
And we did a Selima Tunzi interview.
Yes. And Central was in the hotel, and then he's in town, but there's uncertainty whether he's going to perform or not.
Yes.
And we're all in the same fucking room.
Yes.
He was with Nkosazana, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. He was very coy and very... Yeah. He wasn't nice also that night.
Exactly.
I remember that night.
I'm like, fuck this nigga, bro. All you do is make music. He doesn't even make this music he releases. So why you'd have an ego, bro? Come on.
Because he calls the shots.
Come on.
He's the brand. He's
There's
the face.
There's nothing in this world that you can do that will make, give you the right to treat other people like shit.
You're always human,
Or like they're less than you.
You're always human,
We're all
bro.
Human, bro.
Like when you step out.
Good music, so what?
When you die. Everybody's going to be wearing their best leather jackets at a cemetery. You are going underground.
Yeah.
Whether it's in a casket, in a coffin, in an expensive thing, or it's just you are rolled in blankets like a king, or by cow skin, you are dying underground. They are there wearing their best outfits or black ones for your funeral, and we all get buried the same. Mm. You're just human.
We're all human.
Bro. There's no reason to be rude or be weird to people. But though, what if you feel aggrieved by the people? So maybe he wasn't rude to everybody but you because you said something on the podcast. Like you see, with that nigga Casper, I was like, oh, what's
nah,
that?
Bro, let's not talk about
it. Yeah, actually, fuck, man.
No, don't go there.
Persona non grata.
Yeah, persona non grata. Onto sad news, man. This Olorato Mongale murder case is insane. So a suspect in the Olorato Mongale murder case confessed before fatal shootout with KZN police. A key suspect in the murder of the journalism graduate Olorato confessed to the killing shortly before being shot and killed in a shootout with KZN police. KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanyanazi revealed the suspect Yeah, him.
Mkwanazi.
The suspect, Philange Nkosi Sibongo Kuhle Makanya, was confronted by a local resident at Amazintoti apartment complex where he attempted to rent a vehicle. Recognizing from media reports, the resident detained him in a room and interrogated him about Mongale's death. During the questioning, the man admitted to the killing. He reportedly showed signs of mental distress and suicidal thoughts. Moments after the confession, police closed in on the location. The suspect opened fire and was killed in the ensuing gun battle. Two other suspects, Fezile Ngubane and Bongani Mtimkulu, are some of the suspects, but Fezile surrendered and SAPS clears Fezile Ngubane as suspect in the murder case. Officials say Ngubane was the victim of identity theft. Your thoughts, Pinduka?
Hold on. Wait. That last part. Hold on. Who's killed? Ngubane.
No, the guy who died is Philange Nkosi.
Philange Nkosi.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who's Fezile Ngubane?
Two other suspects.
But then one of them, it's a case of identity theft.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting to.
So the SAPS clears Fezile Ngubane as a suspect in the murder case. Officials say Ngubane was the victim of identity theft.
Oh, wow.
So how did they spot him then? Because weren't they using people's references of how they look, like, or was somebody else also using a fake name?
He surrendered, I think, last night or the day before.
Yeah.
So if, wait, man, if he's a victim of identity theft, how does he surrender?
No, he surrendered himself, and then obviously they found out that he's just a victim of identity.
Oh, because of the
Zulus
have a lot of similar names. Like, have you fucking tried finding a friend from primary school who's Siyabonga Buthelezi on Facebook? Yo! Hey, I'm a Zulu. Malinkosi. There's like 500 of those joints. Malinkosi. And they all have pictures. They're all active. They're all like moms, grandparents. But so it may not even be identity theft. Like, it just Zulu name. Spusiso Ndaba. Yo! I got news for you, Spusiso. And a million other people with those names. For real. No. It may not even have been. Maybe mistaken identity, but not stolen. You can't confirm it's stolen. Like.
No, there are Zulu popular names.
And surnames.
Yes.
Your thoughts, ghost lady.
I think for me, I really congratulated. I love the way the police in KZN are moving. And for them, obviously, yes, there's been the questioning of, for instance, with the main suspect, him being alerted by his mom at first, was the one who said, hey, the police are looking for you, instead of actually just calling, like reporting your son, you know. So there was a lot of that.
Come on.
Like, why? Why are you saying that?
Would you report your son? Let's be really honest.
Yeah, I would. No, seriously.
Let's be really, really honest.
No, seriously. Hey,
but murder is something else
Murder.
Like for pickpocketing or stealing,
but for
murder, like killing a life.
I do not want my...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Murder is where he crosses the line.
Yeah. And obviously, though, I think there was also friends who were also trying to hide, you know, like just help and hide him. So... But I just still applaud the way the police that side, they were able to get to him. And yes, we can be, this guy has died and will not face the justice. But at the end of the day, it's minus one criminal, you know.
So if it's your son,
no.
But you give him a hiding. Drop this fucking
thing. Solioris!
Solo Puzan.
He deserves a hiding. He's been naughty.
Puzan.
Hiding.
You need to go to Kotka more often, bro.
Yeah, I'm from Kotka, the king.
I got some comments from chillers. At Tavi Lamboza 2425 says, what did he think, Yena, when you went to hide in KZN? Mkwanyanazi, Agazali, and Clegg.
question.
It's Mkwana. Yeah. Good. I was asking myself that. Good question. Mkwana's.
And click. Yeah, Kala Inganoni Enatal.
Yeah, Inganono.
Inganono.
Yeah, like for real though. Like, dude. So on our show on Seize the World on Kaya, we had a count. You know, we had a count up of how many niggas a nigga was killing.
For real?
Yeah. It's a. We give up at 130 something.
Jeez, this nigga.
Yeah, every week. So
I hear it's a syndicate.
Yeah, no, this one
it's a syndicate.
It is a syndicate.
Mm. Abasindi, though, the criminal.
Drop this. Abasindi.
That's why it's like, why are you going to hide in KZN, dude? Like, they kill criminals there, like.
Yeah, feel what happened.
Literally. Like, yeah, feel what happened. Why are you going to hide at a place where the criminals, we always hear that they shot first. And we don't hear what happened. Is it there for real? But like in KZN, it's the worst place to hide. Mkhwanazi, yeah, like we're having. So every time there'll be breaking news of a death, a criminal was killed. Be it they're escaping from the law or they were confronted by the law and then they started shooting. Got up to every time they were breaking news on the show, we're like, oh, yeah, number 89.
Jeez, that's crazy. That's insane, man.
Bro.
At Sane Limbata 5634 says, KZN need to run this country. I've seen enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Podcast Shorts Jay says, the issue of dating app is too deep, and RIP to Olarato. May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah, man, definitely.
What does he mean about the dating app? Like, they found a via dating app.
I don't know, but no. Remember, I'm not sure. That hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
But they were on a first date.
Yeah, because
so people assume it's a stranger she met for a date. And where do you meet strangers and go for a date with them?
It's online. Dating app.
Either DMs, dating app.
Because I heard the syndicate, right? So I don't know if this is related, but the syndicate apparently goes to a mall and then they charm girls and be like, oh, yeah. Hey, let me take you out. Let's go out on a date.
Yes, yeah.
And then jiggy-jiggy, sell you dreams and then jiggy-jiggy, you know, you're all around.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's and look, I'm not victim blaming. Killing people is fucked up. There's no reason for it. Mm. But also, they are taking advantage of the dating ground, playing the field. Okay. They're taking advantage of that, you know?
No.
And a lot of human trafficking in South Africa has been taking advantage of that. Why? They're like, oh, South African girls like a good time. Oh, damn, you just got to buy 6 Savannahs sometimes. It's not even like Verves and all these things they sell at clubs, right? And guys take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Right? Go to a first world country and say, I'll give you 3,000 rands now. Can we, for whatever, can we meet for lunch? Mm. It may not sway her to go and actually meet you.
Yeah.
You know, but in South Africa, when there's a show of resources, mm-hmm. you know, when there's a show of I can provide this and that for you, or this kind of lifestyle, and then some girls get lured by that. And it's as a result of the situation. A lot of people,
Without the money factor, though, Saul, I think this one is more of a love thing. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So if you're single, obviously when someone is approaching you, and especially someone, these are people who have studied, who know what they're doing, you know. So they will use anything, any charm in order to lure you. So it's already, the odds could be against you. But now it's just about women have to be extra, extra careful with how people are moving.
It's also what I said last week, that at some point, when we're all married, at some point, the woman had to trust you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
With her life.
Yes.
So she may not be there for the money. She's there because she loves you. But
guess
what? Dude, you know how many times I've had a woman, right, come to my house for the first time and not give me bums? And it didn't result into a rape, or it didn't end up sour, like, now see a lomanje, because you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, maybe you'll go home, cool, but it's never. But there's guys who are literally on some, wait, I bought the Uber Eats, or we weren't on a date and I paid, and then there's guys who literally will never take that as an answer of her saying, it was a great time, you're an amazing guy, I don't feel like sex today, or I don't want to give you my pussy. Mm. And sometimes it may not even be the fact, and it's all okay. But there's guys who, to them, that is not a I connect.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why are you, like, you must.
You must.
You agreeing to the lunch.
The fact that you're in this, my house.
And you agreeing to come in, you've agreed automatically. And she hasn't.
You know.
She hasn't agreed automatically. In your head, you've played out the scenario of, I'm spending my money, I'm pulling petrol, I'm taking a shower, smelling good, dressing in my best outfit, I'm investing this much into meeting her, and I'm spending this much to satisfy her, to make her happy, and she's smiling and laughing with me, therefore, we're coming to my place. A lot of guys, all of that becomes a, therefore, it means she must, you know, and sometimes, yo, a girl can be vibing with you, but for her reasons, not give you the pussy. I've always gotten the second time around. I mean, when they came over, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's all, like, when, like, then you can't just kill someone, bro. Or hit her. Like, there's consequences. It's life. Mm. She's a human. And some guys just seem to think that. Mm. That, oh, Ganjan. It's like, dude, yeah, gosh.
Anyone who thinks like that is exactly like these guys.
Yeah.
You're exactly
like
these guys.
And there are many niggas like that, eh? Yeah.
So it's the actually you need to check yourself and be like, you are literally, you are borderline at that, not even borderline, you are there already.
Like, you don't own someone's pussy just because you bought them a drink. Mm. Let's be honest. You know? Sometimes, if you want to be generous, be generous.
I always say people
without saying you
want
to fuck. Yes, maybe you do want to fuck. But if you don't get to, guess what? That's okay, too. It should be okay. That means you will win.
You know, let's not.
No, that means you were away. Like, you made a bad judgment call because you kept them buying and buying, hoping for pussy, right? And then you don't get it. It doesn't mean you automatically own the pussy.
Mm-mm.
Like, and yes, there are girls who do that out there, and it's not right as well. You know, but they know what they're playing, and they're playing at this guy's sexual desires towards them. And they want to use them and extract as much as they can from these sexual desires, which is also wrong. But at the end of the day, they still have a right to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you say, there's girls there. You tell the waiter, tell them, I'm going to give them this bottle if they're going to fuck me. Man, no one ever does that, right? It's like the most obvious thing, but no one ever does that.
Yeah,
no one ever says that.
Yeah.
They assume.
Yeah.
And you can't, sadly, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, if I, dude, if I'm, listen, here, example. If I'm, doing the whole hiking, right? If I'm hiking on the entry ending Misa Imod,
oh yeah,
then there's a guy there I meet. It says he's gay, and he thinks by giving me a lift, automatically he's assuming I'll give my bumps. I'm in my head thinking a different thing. Oh, he's a good Samaritan, whatever.
Mm.
There's no way that guy can do anything to me physically because of. He didn't even say, yo, these are the conditions.
Mm.
But most guys seem to think it's like an unspoken thing.
Bro, you're so right, man, because last week, a cousin of mine invited me. He was chilling with some friends, right? So I'm like, cool, I haven't seen him in a long time. So I went to go see him, right? So where they're chilling, it's him and it's a friend. So I don't know his friend. I'm there to see my cousin.
Yeah,
so when I walk in there, get 2x2, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, okay. No, I mean, these guys, looks like they know these girls. You know, this is what they do. Gandhi, they just found them there at the place. That same thing. Right?
Yeah.
And then when I walked in there, it turns out that the one doesn't want to give this one, right?
There's
and,
always.
And he just found out, right? And then there's a table right next to them of 2 other girls. He's like, hey, Mama Hambele, we've got Mekshi. Hey, don't you want to sit with Mekshi? Come here.
No, that's okay.
You've got Mekshi. Come sit here.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
hey,
good.
Woman, I'm at the price now. Hey, what's
you're
going on, Roman?
You are that
Mekshi. He's like, I know, we're the Hamba. We're the Hamba. You girls come.
Cape Town, you're the Table Mountain. Yeah, we've got Mekshi here. And
I'm like, what the fuck?
And I'm okay with that.
But you
as
know
long
what?
As you communicate.
And actually, as a woman, when you are faced with that and a guy is saying, okay, please leave let me get someone else, that's good.
You must
it's
go.
Fine. Go.
Yes. Go.
Take it. Go.
You must go.
Don't fight it. Because you don't want to push yourself in a situation, then you end up, you don't know what it's going
to
what you're going to end up as.
I just arrived. Why am I the prize? Man, can I?
You're famous, dog.
Oi, man.
Yes.
Oi. Oi,
yeah.
Luckily, the girls didn't come. I think they're fans of Jazzy or something. They didn't come to the table.
Not Jezik. Why can't they be fans of Saul?
No, man. Jezik could have the slap and he doesn't like it, man.
I know. I'm just saying, why does he have to take it to Jezik?
Anyway, on a light note, you can win a share of over 2 million rands in cash prizes. All thanks to Hollywood Bets. From the gates to greatness, experience every moment of the season of champions when it comes to horse racing. And stand a chance to win your share of over 2 million rands in cash and prizes when you take a bet on horse racing between now until the 31st of July. Don't miss out. Place your bets and join the race to incredible rewards. Use the promo code CHILLERS and the link in comments to join. 18 plus only. T's and C's do apply.
Damn, more CHILLERS are betting on horse racing.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
They should do that for DJing as well, because you know a lot of people now play horses.
I'm burning this out. Pick Six.
Yeah, Hollywood,
Six
Hollywood,
is your favorite DJ.
Hollywood should have
Pick Six
of
DJs. The worst DJs.
Yeah,
Pick Six of the worst DJs. Hey, that's harsh.
It's horses.
I'm harsh. It's harsh.
Like, let's put a gig lineup. Which one are you betting on?
Yeah, to play horses.
Little mess.
Yeah. What you got for us, ghost lady?
Okay, so there was a story of Sonia Booth, remember? She's Matthew
Carrot Cake.
Booth. Yes, carrot
Was
cake.
It carrot or cheese?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yes. Over the cheesecake saga. Yeah. Matthew Booth, ex-wife.
Sarah.
And she was in a podcast and she said something profound, which I actually kind of agree with. She was advising, saying that women who are stay-at-home moms, they should actually sit and they must go to the extent of sit with your partner, get a contract, and then get a salary for it. Because it's a full-time job.
To be a wife.
A stay-at-home wife. No, not a wife.
Hold on.
Stay-at-home mom. Stay-at-home
what
mom.
Madness. What fuck? And you agree with it?
I agree.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
Why? Kanye, what fuckery is that?
Why don't I get a salary for being a dad?
Yeah.
Who provides?
Yes.
Like, who provides?
Yeah, that's my duty.
Who
provides? Why can't I get a salary for being the dad who provides?
So, ufunukubongwa ngokuthi we are provider.
When ufunukubongwa ngokuthi umama. Two mama. Yeah. Ufunukubongwa ngokuthi umama.
Yes.
Wait, man.
No, guys.
I'm having a good day, can you? Don't make me mad.
Hold on. No, that's messed
up. You get canceled.
Listen. That's the thing about marriage. It's based on trust.
It's not even about marriage here. We're not even dealing with marriage.
Stay at home, mom.
Even umaga malaika. Huh? If she's staying at home, taking care of Umalaika, she should get a salary for it.
So, hold on. So she must quit her job. Then she gets paid at.
Okay.
And I'm the job.
No. It's a privilege and to be able to... No. Wait. If a woman is working, obviously now you have a means of... maybe having a helper and having, or you take your kid to a creche and then you go to a work. But staying at home, you are a full-time stay-at-home
And then what remuneration do I get for being a dad, a good dad?
You're not taking care of, you are not physically there all the time to take care of them kids.
Ghost lady.
What remuneration? Because we're remunerating moms for being moms now.
No, you get your money through your job. You get a salary, right?
Ghost lady, wait, quit your job and take care of the child.
But sometimes that's the decisions that what parents come
and,
to.
And you got to trust a nigga to be with you and do right by you. You don't need to make it a contract. That's love. It's trusting. It's like, dude, if I'm in a relationship...
But you take advantage of women.
Hold on. If I'm in a relationship and I'm providing for my woman, it's love, right? And let's say she's working also. But it's love. And it's no guarantee that when I'm down and she's up, she'll provide for me. But in the world of love, she should.
Yeah, true.
So it's love. And if the guy then does you bad because you've separated or because he was making cheesecakes for the side chick and then he leaves... That's then, you know what I mean? That's on him. But you can't make it a universal law.
No.
That there must be a contract and for being a mom.
And also, ghost lady, this thing is teamwork, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's a relationship, a marriage, whatever it is, co-parenting, it's teamwork.
Yeah. Yes.
You've got your role in this partnership, in this agreement.
Yeah.
I've got my role, right? Yeah. Nick, you guys don't know the sacrifices we make, bro. You guys don't know.
But you also don't know the sacrifices we
But that's
make,
why it's
bro.
Teamwork.
That's why it's teamwork.
We all, can't say my sacrifice is high.
We all sacrifice.
Bro, we on the fucking road every weekend.
Where?
Trying to pay bills, man.
Trying
to pay bills.
Yes, you are supposed to.
And who's supposed to take care of the kids?
Men would also want to be home and be with the kids.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
But we got to go bro, because we're not a bigger team.
We get abused emotionally, physically. In terms of when I leave the house, right, if I'm a DJ like Saul, I don't know if I'm going to come back. I might be in an accident.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
You understand?
People yes. might just plow into a car. Whoa. Same car. Like that.
We make so many sacrifices mm-hmm. for our family, whether it's kids, wife, and whatever.
Yeah.
And we expect nothing in return because that's our job.
Oh, yes.
In mining, even now, I almost said during apartheid, even now, this man will go down 303 kilometers underground. No ways you know what earth is going to happen. What on earth? What on earth will happen? There's no ways you know what will happen. You could die. It's a very dangerous craft. Right now, there's somebody in the most dangerous sea out there, in a ship, in an oil tanker, working hard for their family.
But
that's
wait,
what a man
but
does.
Wait, you see...
We don't get paid for that. Well, we do by our bosses, but we don't get paid
hold
by
on,
our partner.
Hold on, wait.
To do our job.
To do our job.
Because we're meant to provide... Provide safety, whatever they want, they yeah. must get.
Yeah.
Wait.
And then the kids, you are at the bottom of the food chain.
No,
bro.
Bottom,
wait,
though.
Even let me
talk. On the day you've had the worst day,
wait,
you must still be in there.
Hold on.
Get it up and set a fire.
Wait.
And they're just chilling at home. Safe.
No.
Yes. Safe.
Oh, very safe.
Safe.
What?
Warm.
What?
Making tea from... Smeg kettles.
Yes. That we worked hard for.
Oh.
Bro, don't come with that bullshit.
No. You gotta respect
paying your
this.
Woman. No, listen. There is nothing wrong with a man. Oh shit. Funny. Did you see the post by Sia Khaleesi's ex-wife?
What did she say?
What's her name?
Rachel.
Rachel! She bought a Toyota Yaris. And then she said, I should be laughing or being angry at this post. She's had to borrow cars from her friends and stuff. And she just got herself a Yaris just so that she could have a car. She's learning to park again without the automatic and the cameras and stuff.
Why are we laughing?
Because he's laughing. I don't know. I'm laughing because he's laughing.
But
you see, the thing is, it's up to... Here's the thing, right? There are things that are up to the guy's heart.
Wait, so.
I personally...
Okay, let it talk, we've been talking for a while.
Oh, yeah, we'll have. Yes. Okay, I'll interject. Okay.
Oh, you will. No, don't. It's fine. You will, probably.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you are saying you have a job... And you get rewarded for that job financially. While as mothers, you don't get a financial reward towards take care and look after the home. So that's why it's like at the least you could do as a partner, just also provide.
So are you working for me or with me? Are you working for me or with me?
How many
are you working for me?
That money that I'm rewarded for, am I taking it and keeping it to myself?
No.
It's for us.
It's for us.
The kids. Okay.
It's teamwork. Yes, it's teamwork.
Yes.
So what do you mean? You're acting like when I get paid,
I'm working
like,
for the camp.
You guys will eat noodles, man. I can eat KFC.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Or Nando's, whatever.
Instance,
you understand
I get
what I'm saying?
That. Okay, I get that, Mac.
Point.
I get that.
That's like, a good point.
But I'm just saying,
because that's my role.
I'm going out hunting for us.
Yes.
As a family.
Wait. The thing is, in some families, you find that the guy, yes, he takes care of everything. He'll pay for the bills, he pays for everything. But at the end of the day, as a woman, it's like you're maybe just giving money to do groceries. How about things that
that's a
to your needs?
Nigga. You see,
like as a woman,
my thing is
things that you may need, and it's like you become forgotten.
That's a fucked up nigga.
Okay, thank you.
My thing is, like, I was about to see a college situation. Like, dude, if I know the situation,
yeah,
that I've got a wife, she doesn't work, but also she does this. Of course, she will do the groceries. And of course, I will
give her
something. Because I don't like my woman saying, I need to do my hair now.
Yes.
I need to buy clothes. I need toiletries. I need this.
Thank you.
I will give you something.
To make sure that you cut
covers
for
us to make it official and sign. and make it a contract, that's a different ballgame. But as a good guy I spend money on my
lady,
woman.
A family, there's roles.
It's true.
That we both have to play.
Yeah.
We can't monetize one role and not the other.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Because when you say you are monetizing by you staying at home, taking care of the kids, you are now not looking at the sacrifices I have to make to bring the money in the first place. Mm. The same money that you want. Mm. Who's going to go out and get there? Get it. Not you. I am.
No, I get. Okay, from your perspective, I get it, because you are then saying you're not the kind of man who just only says, I paid for the bills, the house, you are fine, I'll just put petrol. And that's, it's almost like this person is caged. You can't do anything outside that because you are being provided for. That's it. And there's some women who suffer like that.
So,
you're shifting the goalposts.
In other words, you're saying Papi Moloi's ex was right for getting spousal support.
Nah, so.
You mummy. Yeah. Are you? Checkmate.
Because then we would all subscribe to that. I'll be a stay-at-home dad. And pay me. You go out there to Kwakwa.
Yeah, and go.
And go DJ.
Yeah.
For drug dealers and prostitutes.
I was not DJing for drug dealers and prostitutes. This is a chat with me, right, isn't it?
No, not today.
Not today.
It's not that kind of party.
Because that's what you say. If Papi Moloi wakes up, goes to Power 959 or whatever radio station, she does a kick-ass breakfast show, or an Anele, for example, and the man is home, then he must have a contract to say, yo, I'm home, hit me up. Mm. That's what you're saying, girl. It is what you say.
You had your thing.
I just wanted to add insight on the fact that being a stay-at-home parent, not just a stay-at-home mom, does not have security. If your relationship or anything ends, you do not have anything to fall back on. Mm. So it is, I could say, wise for you to actually get some money.
But nothing in life has security.
No,
boobs.
I mean, if
see,
you...
I'm going first name basis because
I'm going
straight
to the government.
if you're working...
How is this so hard to comprehend, bro?
It's here's the thing. If you're working and you're the only person who's bringing in an income and I'm sacrificing my time, don't forget that this is time. Not only that, unlike with you going from 9 to 5 or DJing, you can come back home and rest. I have to clean. I have to cook. I have to take care of the kids.
Can I ask a question?
And then on top of all of that, I'm doing it from Monday to Monday.
And I'm
not getting anything in return. And then we end up breaking up. You can still get your security. You can still get a place to stay. You can still secure a car or whatever and still maintain the type of lifestyle that you had. Even better, because now I'm off the equation when it comes to finances.
Just because we are not together does not take away from my obligation as a man and my duty.
You're a good man.
It doesn't
Thank
take
you.
Away
Thank
from
you,
the obligation.
I don't think they heard that. Say it louder, please. Maybe I'm too old school, man.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What if you're unemployed? So you're not a stay-at-home mom because of
you decided.
The desire, or you were told by your man to stay at home. What if you're unemployed? And life is tough. And it's as tough for your man who's working, but generally, and this is the case with most South Africans, you're working, but your work is not even paying you enough to pay your bond. But you're paying your bond and you're finding ways. You're pesh. What then?
Obviously, that's a different circumstance.
It's not a you different... must be paid and you must have a contract.
Because you guys are making it transactional. I might as well get another helper then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of the kids.
Like, so help me.
Like these kids are not
even
your kids.
Even with my desires. Drop this. I didn't say that. He did. Yeah, let's get a helper to help us at home to relieve us.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you're right. It won't be the same.
And that's the definition of mom.
Yes.
When your helper makes the porridge, Okay. Even though, to be honest, with a lot of white people and our mothers who are taking care of their kids, their kids almost got that motherly love from their helpers, you know? But in the black community, no one cooks better than the mom, or should, at least. And that's the mother, the stuff of mothers. That's what makes a mom.
Guys,
that's what makes a dad.
No, we can't lose our jobs in this, our role.
Like, that's what makes a dad. Bro, provide
the house
for you.
Is breaking down. I'm fixing so you, TVs.
Yeah,
I'm painting.
And you're not getting paid.
Yes.
You don't have an invoice to say, baby, I fixed the globes today. here's the invoice for replacing the globes. Oh, Nyazenga, baby, I washed your car. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, I paid full tank in your car.
Yes.
You know, pay me for my trip to the garage to pay the full tank.
You're opening up a can of
my
worms.
My role
bro.
As a man is to provide for you.
That's it.
And I'm not getting paid for that.
And this is not easy, bro. Yeah, it's not easy.
It's just like a love in return, good head, I should, and everything else. And I'm giving you the love and everything else for. And like I said.
But I like your guys' argument, because your guys are talking from a perspective of, I'm going to provide everything and also extra for you.
I know what
it's
you
just
do.
In some instances, they're not, women don't get appreciated like
sort
that.
Sort it out with your man. Uh-huh. Like, if your man is not giving you money,
sort it out.
As a man, if my woman is home 24/7, taking care of the kids, cooking, giving me good sex as well, and then cleaning after me, and then that t-shirt I saw last week that I sweated in, oh shit, it's clean and washed and it smells stay soft now. It's because she did it.
Yeah.
Right? And as a good man, I give my woman money, not for those things because I love her and I know that she's not working. But you can't formalize that kind of thing.
Nah.
It's got to come from the dude.
You can't.
Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
but
as much as we are here arguing,
the thing is, if you're going to make it, the thing is, it might become emotional. Yeah. Like, just.
I'd never abuse it.
Yeah, okay. That's the thing. It could,
because
it could
Swahili,
become, because
I'm not
of,
giving you money.
Now the money is different. I think it's just about, it must be standard. It must not become an emotional decision. Like, this month,
it must be a contract.
You gave me, we were having sex daily, therefore you get this much. Oh, this month, we did not have.
I get you.
So those can abuse it.
And
that's
let's
the
be
problem.
Honest, bro. There's niggas who abuse the fact that their woman rely on them.
Mm.
There's niggas who abuse that. And that's the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
Because for me, if I swan at this moment, but I know your setup and your life, and there's guys who do that, who then use their financial advantage to abuse everybody else at home.
Yeah.
It happens.
Look, what I'm trying to say, and I'll use my situation as an example, right? So I get with my wife. We decide we're building this family, right? Cool. So I'm like, listen, I got you. I'm going to go out there, work my ass off.
We'll be good.
You'll be good.
Yeah.
All I need you is just take care of the family.
That's
things.
Your role.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't be coming back home and then I have to go buy laundry. I mean, buy groceries and shit like
that. Frost fucking chicken.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just tell me how much it is. And I'll send it to you. I can't be coming home and doing homework with the kids. Nah, bro.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, homework is debatable. But that's a bad example. You got bored with the kids, man, you know? But I get you.
So what I'm trying to say is that as much as you guys have sacrifices, because she has sacrificed her dreams, or maybe what she wanted to become,
definitely.
To now be a part of this communion, right?
Yeah.
I understand that. But in the same light, I've also sacrificed a lot because I'm being dragged every week, being canceled. People are talking shit about me, what the case may be. People want to kill me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what
Facebook
I mean?
Groups.
Facebook
WhatsApp
groups, whatever,
WhatsApp
whatever.
Groups, celebrities.
But I come back home. I come back home and I see you. I see the kids happy. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is worth it. Let me go back. Let me wake up. And do it again
and face
tomorrow.
The punches.
That's a sacrifice.
Take
that
them.
You can't monetize that.
Yeah.
You can't say, okay, because of that, I deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But it's a decision that I made. Okay, cool. I will take all the punches because I'm working for my family.
Yeah.
So everything I do is for my family, and
I
whatever
like
it comes
man, you
with.
You can swallow that. You take that, you absorb all of that tension, but then towards your spouse, you give the best. Like,
yes,
like you're saying.
I'm saying you can't negate the sacrifices men do for you to be in that house. for you to...
But we're not ignoring them.
Thing, no, but then you can't say, okay, I'm staying at home taking care of the kids. I'm making sacrifices. Let me get paid.
Yeah, but there's a lot
I'm
more
making
reasons.
Sacrifices too.
Yes.
No, that's true. That's true. That is true. But at the end of the day, you are getting rewarded. You're getting a financial reward. Hey, guys. Okay.
And the finances go away.
Way.
But that's why I said
I don't
applaud.
Keep them.
Your guys,
I
you guys,
go,
but I feel like
we're
going
money.
In circles because you guys already are under the mindset of I am giving to my wife or my the money
listen.
To my kids. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and I'm taking care of you properly.
I feel like
we're talking about in situations where someone is not doing, is not thinking like
okay,
this.
Let's move on from this.
Men just need to be kind to their woman and give them money.
Yeah,
they,
let's go to another story.
Like, you know, I don't like my woman asking me for shit. You know, so give her, she will do.
Let me ask you another question.
No.
This is another question, yeah, because we're moving on. Do you guys judge other men who their woman paid lobola? Gave them money to pay for lobola for them.
I don't.
If you can afford it,
I
why
don't.
Not?
Remember, if you... it goes back to teamwork. Mm. I don't. I actually don't.
You like, don't?
No, I don't.
Because we have one objective again.
We want to get married. Yes. And we could just go into a home affairs, but clearly we're not choosing that. We want to do the whole thing for everybody else to say, yeah, they're married. Pay lobola.
But would you borrow then money or would you ask for money for your woman to give you money so that you can pay lobola?
If I
don't have the means, yeah.
Maybe I would.
If I don't have the means, what must happen?
Maybe I wouldn't. But if she offers, I'm taking it. But maybe I wouldn't ask her like, hey. Oh, no,
for me, the problem is, okay, it happened with Gogo's Kotseni, right? Gogo's Kotseni went on a live and said that she actually gave Monde money to pay lobola for her.
Is that Monday the guy we met at when we interviewed her at
I believe so.
Studios in Rosebank?
Yeah.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, because wow. I personally feel like as a man, it's almost like asking a woman to marry you is your, it's the height of responsibility. It's when you as a man saying that,
I want to do this.
Whereas if a woman is the one that initiates it, you as a man will turn around one day whenever there's an issue, like, I, but when no atang shat, when no ngipi malugutin gik shat. You understand? It wasn't coming from him. Remember, a man is the initiator in a relationship. I'd like to be, you know, in the, when you think of it. In
So you agree that we are the providers. And therefore, we need to initiate a marriage process, which is a process of purity and love.
Yes.
For two people.
Yes.
But what if you're in love and the other person, the other party, negate the sex, like the gender? What if you're in love and the other guy just makes less than you? And he just purely makes less than you. He works in a petrol filling station. You are a CEO and exec, but you connect at a human and spiritual and mm-hmm. soul level. Mm-hmm. And you love one another. Mm-hmm. And you want to get married. Mm-hmm. And marriage entails a lobola. What then must happen to that beautiful love of two people with such a huge gap of earnings?
Save.
Do you save?
A petrol attendant must save. So I don't know how much petrol attendants earn, but like let's say they earn 5,000 rands.
Now they earn like seven.
Seven. Mm. And he has to live, eat, get clothed, be a dignified man in the public, meaning look good, smell good, just be honorable. You don't need to wear expensive things.
No.
All of that and rent. And him, what is the saving? Do you know that black South Africans, saving is a very foreign idea because of the system that was designed for us to survive in. Saving
and
is
I've seen
very
situations.
Difficult.
Can I tell you something? I've seen a situation where I've known of where a woman was helping the her partner save. So it was like, okay, you are saving towards the lobola. Give me 500 rand every month. And then this happened over a period of maybe 2 years. And then from that, he was like, here's the money. You can go home. But it was his money.
Yeah, but...
So I'm just saying that helping one another of, let's say, if the guy, he doesn't know, like he says, I can't save. It's like, okay, no, give me. Make sure that there's money that comes to my account. I'm helping you save that money.
My question is, let's take it a step back. What is the objective of lobola? Is it who paid the money or is it bringing two families together?
And to add on to that, do you know that initially? Mm. So, you know Port Shepstone? That guy that the city's named, oh, we've spoken about this before, Shepston, it's a white man. Funny enough, actually, a lot of black wives or unofficial wives, and they were black. That, yeah. He spoke his Zulu. He's the guy who took Lobola from going from farming implements, amakharafu, amapoto, and was like, it's going to be cows, these number of cows. Because before, as Meg says, the Lobola was your gifting. Either the newlyweds or the family. Here's a pot that we've used. 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, our grandfather who built this family, you know, this was his favorite pot or plate. Mm. And we're gifting it to you. We're letting go of this thing that holds so much value in our family to you.
As
a sign of uthando more than anything else. Mm. And that's what it was all about.
About, yes.
Not
transaction.
Yeah. Oh, AFT. Mm. 40,000, 50,000, 60,000. Mm-hmm. So that's what, even, to add on to what he's
Yeah, even
saying.
With like Jews, when they get married, the families get money together to give the newlyweds.
To start their life.
To start their lives. You but know. It's not, no, I gave 500,000.
Yes,
It's like, that's what I'm saying, it's teamwork,
it's
bro.
It's a teamwork, yeah.
When you start separating these things of like, who did this, you're losing the plot.
Like with marriage, and that's why, like I said, if you're married to a woman and you see that she sacrificed her career and everything,
yes,
it's only right for you as a man
to take care
to
of
give her the blood and the sweat that you've went out and spent at work.
Yeah.
To give her that, not to say,
you can't tell
school
her
school fees is 7,000, need 7,000.
You can't tell her, stop pursuing your dreams, stay at home and make her suffer.
Yes.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's only right.
But there are some men that do that.
They're fucked up. But hey, man, I don't want to walk into a marriage and then we'll formalize the motherly role. Mm-hmm. That I must pay my woman for the mother role. Mm-hmm. I always give my woman money.
Okay.
What else you got?
Never not give my woman money.
So in other stories, Kelly Khumalo, currently, there's a whole story about that. So she has parted ways with her manager, Khotatso. And this is after 17 years working together.
Damn!
Yeah. And apparently they're saying that there was some financial mismanagement, which he has disputed and said that they have stopped managing. This is what he said. I have stopped managing her, dressing her, and being her creative director. There wasn't any mismanagement of funds. I think we started not working together since early May. And that's just it. Like, they just parted ways for me.
These things happen. Yeah. People change managers all the time, man.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, how many managers have you had, bro?
One is known, Piano Pulse. That tells me enough. You know what I'm saying? People have their own lives to live, don't they? This was my manager, for real. You know what I mean? So, it's life. Yeah. How many friends have you had? Because a manager is literally sometimes like a friend. But it's a friend that you make official the returns of that friendship.
But Fiso's a good manager, official. Bro. Eh? He was a good manager.
He is.
It's the first time I saw how someone must manage. Yeah,
Sfisa will take a bullet for you.
Yeah,
when Sfisa manages you, he'll take a bullet for you. Like, it's a good. He'll take a bullet for you. He'll fight for you. You know,
Sfisa is passionate, so I can.
Yeah, he's a very passionate.
I get it.
Do you remember there was some gig where we wanted to play, bro? Because we don't give a shit, man. We lit. We just want to play. And he's like, nah, they're not playing until this and this and this happens.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, I know this guy is killing my vibe, man.
But Jason doesn't do this.
He
Jason will be like, yeah, go ahead, Mac. In fact, I'm about to go. I'm going to take a drive 3 hours away. I need to get a blowjob from this girl. I'll come back. Be here when I come back. Yeah.
And Mac will be
care of yourself.
Why are you so sexual today?
Today?
Yeah, bro. You've spoken about blowjobs like 6 times now.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Is that true?
Am I lying?
Is it true?
Watch the show.
It's not true. Fuck, she was like, nah. And the woman was just giving birth. She's like, I'm not even half sexual. No, I haven't been.
Bro? Okay.
Spiro, have I ever been sexual?
Yeah, you have.
A lot.
Am I not sexual all the time?
Every time you've been talking about, you know, if a woman is giving you head all the time, oh, and you know, do
Taking care of the kids.
Did you get some good head in Kakwa?
I don't do roadkill, bro. You know that? Nah. Ever since, like, roadkill is a thing of the past, bro.
Yeah,
no, have you noticed I've never said roadkill in a very long time? It's a thing of the past. Mm. But my woman, I'm happy, you know? Mm. I'm a happy guy. But I did not notice that I'm being sexual.
No, I noticed.
Whoa, bro.
Okay. Watch the show. Every time you mention blowjob, take a sip of grandeur or something. Mm-hmm. You'll be lit by the end of the show.
Yeah, I know. Close to Pila tomorrow.
So, guys, are you also going to judge Offset for asking for spousal support from Cardi B?
What are his reasons? I saw that, but what are his reasons? If a man has valid reasons, but was he a stay-at-home dad and all these things, or did okay, let's look at what are the reasons men pay spousal support?
What's that money for?
Yeah. Did he maybe sometimes make her accustomed to a particular life? Mm. But if he was made, you know, very familiar with a particular life thanks to her, I don't know. Maybe.
But you see, with that story, I don't see any reason where any man can ask for spousal support, because what are you going to do with that money? Because the money's for the kids. Okay?
Yeah.
He's going to maintain his life, because maybe she was giving him money to maintain his life. The Louis Vuitton.
Bro,
the
it's Offset, man. He's got money, bro. He's got money, bro.
Yeah, maybe his money goes up to diesel, not up to Louis Vuitton. But she was making it
to Louis Vuitton. As a man, I would never, bro.
Pride would never let me. I'm being objective. Mm. Pride would never let me. You know,
Cardi B,
I didn't date because of, I knew where it was going to go.
What?
She had a very super rich dad. And I'm like, I'm not. Oh, this thing of, then you're driving the Porsche Cayennes and then you're dictated to
your
relationship.
So your ego was bruised?
No. My ego was not bruised because I could take care of myself. But I was like, I'm not going to engage in these.
Yeah, activities. But you know rich girls like broke niggas, right?
Yeah, so you're perfect for her.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm broke to her. That's fine.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's no expectation from her to do anything for her.
No, but my ego wouldn't allow me for everything being done for me.
What? That's the dream, bro.
Yo,
for real.
Fuck.
You don't know your worth, so.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Shame.
For real. That's the dream, dog.
So, she speak shit or disrespect me sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes,
you know,
some girls are able to take care of you and not do all these things. And I've been in a situation like that. And the girl, woman still gives it a respect. But a lot of times it doesn't come with it. It comes
So you providing, you equate to that how you're going to get respect.
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's you just showed that.
No. No, I didn't. You're asking me, you have spent all of it. No, that's a good question. From men, generally, that's not the case, but women, sometimes.
For you,
sometime,
so. You were in a
Okay, let's compare the number of men that provide to women and then.
But when dictate, I'm full of
not for me. Mia. Of course, you're not going to disrespect me, even if I don't have anything. But I don't expect disrespect when I'm providing or even when I'm not. But more often than not, men get the disrespect when the woman is providing. You guys are the very quick ones to disrespect a nigga when you earn more than him. More than niggas. There are niggas who manipulate their woman because they earn more. But you guys are prone to that behavior more often than men, I feel.
Ghost Lady, your take on the Offset Cardi B thing?
Okay, I wanted to share. Okay,
how?
Cardi B's worth about 80 to 100 mil, while Offset is like at 30 mil. So obviously, yes, he would use that money. But yeah, I'm against it personally, because obviously she's taking care of the kids and all that money can help towards the kids instead of just going to him and then he's out there just busy. if in around with them hoes.
So you're also against men paying spousal support for keeping or maintaining a woman's lifestyle that they were initially responsible for? Because there are a lot of women who divorce rich men and want far beyond what is needed for the kids.
So if you're talking about a marriage, when once it's entered marriage, yeah, whatever, if that there's a divorce, whatever you guys signed what kind of marriage that you are signed into.
Prenuptials, yeah.
Yeah, so if that's what she gets, kudos to her. Whether she has kids or not, it is what it is. But in instances where it's just about you were dating and therefore we don't no longer together and then I feel entitled yeah. that you must get money. I'm not pro that.
And everything is so transactional.
Yeah, these days.
Dude,
but when there's reasons, Meg, when there's children, when there is like things that you can see that, okay, there's kids, there's all of these things that are around that need to be taken care of, then obviously there should be a transaction. Money, let's be honest, that's what keeps things going. For kids to go to school, for kids to eat, it's money. Even that woman who has to help those kids, has to function, will need money, you know, because you also want their well-being to be happy. So...
Wouldn't you say that it's always been? Like men. For us to get love, respect, many times it needs money.
Yeah.
Like, a man just to get love, dog. Just to be, you got to sound sexual. Oh, man. Just to be loved.
Oh, you while yeah. getting hit.
Yeah. To come home from a long day. You know? Maybe you're a security guard. The fuckers in the expensive cars disrespect you. A nigga would be respecting you if he was given birth to by your sister, and call you uncle. But he's young enough to be your nephew. But because he drives this thing, he pulls up and it disrespects you. And you're not being rude or anything. And go home and feel like a king after all of that. Mm-hmm. You know? That's love, man.
No, that is love.
But for most men, it boils down to, can you afford it? Mm. And sometimes in families, right, there's a guy who's honorable, has got values, you know, a self-respect, and he's displayed it, has got leadership qualities, and he's shown it. And sometimes he's unemployed. But he's that man. He's a gent. But in the family meetings, maybe his voice is not as loud as the guy who, you know, has got all the guap. Who
pays for everything.
Who bought the cow and bought the Nando's the night before the actual thing so everybody eats or whatever. Yeah.
No, you're right.
So, you're right. And that guy's voice is not heard. So for men, a big part of life has been transactional because it's how much you can provide.
It was stated stated in the Bible. As a man, you're going to have to till the ground. So it's what you're going to have to work.
And as a woman, you must till the ground and put an invoice in.
No. It's basically give birth and
breastfeed the kids and mother them and take care of them.
No, just give birth and you're gonna be between death and life.
So can I till the ground and keep the home clean and cook as well at the same time? I till the ground and cook and clean the home, the house, all the stuff that you do while I'm not there? Can I do tilling of the ground and the home stuff?
It depends.
No, it doesn't depend. I can't do both.
I think we're done with this conversation, guys.
It's actually going back there.
And it took us back.
Fuck. It put me right back. So do you see how the hypocrisy comes in? Where we expect you to till the ground.
Yeah.
It's expectations, but your expectations must be rewarded.
Guys, can we send a big shout out to PNC for Skit of the Year?
Oh! Hey, that's beautiful!
Some white people in there.
Hey. Hey, dog,
I didn't know
we had
white people in the podcast.
Dog, I was like, what did I get these white guys?
Where did we find
Hold
them?
Hold on.
By the way, we're going to play it at the end of the show in case you haven't seen it. The skit of PNC they did at the Oval Office.
Please
Donald Trump.
Pull up a screenshot.
Cyril Ramaphosa, Shandy's.
Yeah, I think I know the one of the white guys.
Huh?
Yeah, I think it lives in my building. Come to think of it. It just clicked now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Check I think it's phone. A music producer.
Check on your phone.
Oh, babe. Wow.
There's a guy I always bump into in the lift and he's always got like equipment.
Simpi, were you part of the skit?
No.
You, no, I'm saying, did you do sound or like, did you shoot?
Yeah. We were shooting
there with Shane. Oh, yeah. Tell us how it went, man, because that looked like it came out beautifully, bro. Yeah.
So it was a green screen?
Yeah, it came out beautifully.
Was it
so you thought they rebuilt the White House?
No, I just thought they went to a library. Like, where did they find this?
No, that was
beautiful.
Wow.
That was amazing.
How did it go down, bro?
Yeah, so we came, right? And the gents were like, oh, there's a skit that we have to shoot. It was on a Sunday, right? So we were shooting Piano Pulse. So while everyone was arriving, we were still in the Piano Pulse set. So the moment...
And you know the white people arrived on time, ne?
Yeah, but... yeah. Right? So now Jason comes upstairs and says, yo, guys, please come with a camera. We're shooting a skit, right? Then I roll down with one camera there. And then I find a lot of people. I'm like, oh, Jason, this is the setup, dog. We have to, you know, have to come up with lights and cameras.
Yeah.
Then it was a green screen. So I could see that, oh, this is an over office setup, right? No? Yeah. And yeah, we shot the green screen. Did, I think, two takes, and the second one was the best one. In
wow.
The,
wow.
That was
also,
beautiful.
Also, I think
was beautiful.
The credit should be given to the editor, Tapelo, the guy who's always editing the skits for them. He's the one who actually edited.
Wait, he works for us?
For PNC. PNC. For the next for PNC.
You don't know the people.
There's so many
PNC.
People
here.
Shout out.
That was beautiful, bro.
That was lovely.
That was truly, truly beautiful.
And my favorite part was towards the end when Elon Musk like checkmate. It was like, yeah, I don't ever come back to
South Africa again.
We've got Vodacom. Hey, the end killed me, man.
Oh, yo, that was a beautiful skit.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was amazing. So make sure you check it out. And then they had, Piers Morgan had Gareth Cliff, Dan Corder.
Oh, yes.
Danny!
AfriForum guy.
Yeah.
Ernest Roots.
Chris.
Ernest Roots. Ernest Roots.
Pitchcheck was
Roots.
A black lady.
Put his face up, yeah, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The country must see the clown.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh. What did you guys think, bro? For me, Dan Corder was my
fighter. Dan Corder, me too. Dan Corder.
Danny boy.
Dan Corder.
You know.
They should have taken him to the White House.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Like,
Gareth looked like he was auditioning for Idols or something.
Dude, yeah. And
he
took a very diplomatic stance.
Yeah.
He was patriotic. And you knew Gareth is not there to be patriotic. He was there to further propel these claims of a genocide.
Dan Corder was like, this is my moment to shine.
Shine.
Right?
Thank
Gareth
you.
Was just like, oh, one of these again.
Then he's just like, I loved how he would go, wait, brother.
Yeah.
Nah,
hold on, brother.
Dan Corder
and he's
was
right,
amazing.
Bro. He's right. How come it's racial? What?
And not
feminist, sexist.
Yes, because we have a lot of laws that try to push
so selective.
Women that push disabled people. And we're not saying, yo, we've been crippled by these disabled laws.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We should
be against, yes.
Yeah.
Why are they trying? Exactly.
These
why
spineless
are men...
laws.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say all these things. That these laws are fucking us up.
Nah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
No, Dan was amazing. Dan Corder. You know, it's beautiful. And the thing is, shout out to, I know that there are white people in the country who maybe don't have a show, a late night show or a radio show like Dan Corder, who are just honest about the truth.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's all you need to be. Dude, just be honest about the truth. Like, it's the truth. It's the reality of most South Africans. You wake up, you get dressed, you go to Josie, if that's where you work. And you know shit can happen. Right? You're driving back at night. You know if I stop at this red light, something can happen. And it won't happen because you are white.
It's because you're crying.
Like, these guys will spike cars on the N3 by Heidelberg, apparently.
They don't know whose car who's driving what.
Remember the minister, Cindy Sibichikuma?
Yes.
She was a victim of those. If these niggas put up spikes on the freeway and they say, we want to rob an E-Class or an S-Class Mercedes-Benz.
Imagine.
The first one that comes, they're robbing it. Mm. They're not trying to look if it's your white or black. Mm. To them, you've got means. And guess what? You probably got insurance. You'll replace it anyway. Mm. Right? And they rob you.
Yeah, you're right.
So for me to hear a white person, you know, say it explicitly and challenging Ernest Roots, you know, mm-hmm. it was just music to my ears.
Yeah. Bro, and he was so eloquent.
Music to my ears,
so
bro.
Nicely.
Well explained.
He was playing the chords.
Yeah.
True to his surname.
Oh, man.
Oh, shout out then, Corda.
The black lady who was... The black lady who was on the panelist, her name is Sophia Mukwena.
Mukwena, SABC editor, news person. Yeah, yeah.
She held it down as well.
Yeah, she looks like Chikunga a bit. But yeah, she held it down big time.
And then what happened in the capital, Cape Town, what, where they threw out some guy? Did you guys see that video?
Mm-mm.
They threw out who, where?
There was
at the hotel.
No, not the hotel, at the...
Hey, man, Cape throw Town. Out hotel, hey.
What was it, the Cape Town court or something? The DA was having something and they threw someone out.
Lonzi, not the
Cape Town Council.
Oh, council.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
What happened?
Oh, fuck.
What happened, bro? What happened?
You saw that, ne? Yeah, they threw out some guy. I think it's because...
Independence.
Cape Independent guy, ne?
Isn't that a publication?
Isn't the party that's trying to get Cape Town to be isolated?
Ah, the Western Cape.
Yeah.
Bro, they threw him out, bro. So embarrassingly. You know, like at a club when they hold your belt and they might...
Yeah, they humiliate you. Oh, isn't that nigga from England?
Yeah, actually, because they're even questioning his papers.
No, but that nigga's from England.
Yeah, he's British.
Yeah, it's British. Imagine a British girl. Imagine me going to Afghanistan and wanting this to be a different stand.
Different stand.
Please check for me.
I
what
don't understand.
There,
like now, it must be a stand. Like, hey, something like that. Dude, you're in fucking Afghanistan. No, man. Like that guy is just. Hey, man. We make foreigners very too. You see the constitution that says. SA belongs to all those that live in SA. It's a bit problematic.
Yeah, problem.
It was amazing in the ideal life, assuming everybody behaves. That was assuming everybody behaves. Yeah. You come to the country, you behave. Like, I behave when I'm in Dubai, in fucking England, wherever. You know, I behave. When you're in China, you behave. You know what I mean? Like...
We know what you mean.
You must behave. Now, come here, you don't behave. Come on. It's a problem.
Fair checker, yes?
According to News 24, the guy, his name is Jack Miller, and he is a leader of Cape Exit. And the reason why he was forcefully removed from the City of Cape Town Council on Wednesday was because he apparently stated that called Eastern Cape residents as economic migrants.
Oh,
we're going to Western Cape.
From like Eastern Cape to Western Cape.
Yeah, to try and find a better hustle, a better job.
No, you don't say that, Chief. Yeah, you can't say that.
So he's from Cape what?
Check Miller.
He's from Cape Exit. He's a leader.
It sounds so English. You know Brexit. Brexit exit from the European Union. Mm. Brexit. Mm. Now he's a Kebzit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What is it? Kebzit.
By the way, big fuck you to Times Live, bro. Did you see their poster, bro?
What did they say?
The one where they said... what are they saying?
The DSTV stuff.
Yeah, they're like, MacG acts from DSTV.
Oh, meanwhile, that time it's not just me; it's me and Lasizo, bro.
Yeah, but
we're no longer on the thing.
But you know the media, dog.
But they're making it obvious they've got an agenda now. Bro.
Oh yeah, there's a big agenda. Oh, didn't you see when you drove your AMG from Faro? They were like Max spotted in a Merc AMG. That's not them though. Not Times Live, but briefly.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sol Kia like this.
Wow.
No, like I'm driving a Kia. Briefly, you know, briefly.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, a fan says what. And there was one guy who was like, hey, Mac is driving an AMG while Saul is driving a Kia. Diabolical. And I was like, yo, dude, how are you going to make this about me and my car?
Yes, you know?
Like,
no, the agenda is crazy.
It's crazy to try and run.
And now they're not even trying to hide it, dog.
No, yeah. It's clear.
They're not even trying to hide it.
There's a clear agenda
from
the media.
Me and Lasizo are both not renewing our seasons. So we both didn't get renewed, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Me and Lasizo. But they say me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Because they're riding on the mini thing and everybody thinks that's what's happening in the news.
Ah, bruh.
I can see they're trying.
It's clear.
It's ridiculous, dog.
Hey, man, I didn't know that the lady you were talking about, the deaf lady.
No, don't mention her name, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's her.
Yeah, don't give her clout. That's what she wants.
For real? I didn't know it was her.
Yeah, no, it's her.
She's like, oh, that one. So I'm seeing I'm getting tagged there on social media. I'm like, why is this one tagging me? I'm like, oh, shit. She's the advocate.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Oh, so wow. She's even tagging you even though we didn't mention her name.
So are they going?
That's
yeah.
That's how bad she wants it.
She says she's going to make the clown scatter.
Oh, and
like, good luck. We're the clowns, I'm assuming.
Oh, join the club. Join the queue. Yeah.
No, wait.
Join the queue. There's Times Live behind you there. There's...
Are they also going for Primo as well? Because I saw Primo today in the same.
Oh, for real? He did a whole sign language joke.
No, they would never. He's an industry darling, so they would never.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nah, man, that's wild. Man.
Oh, so that you're coming for the woman from the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. She doesn't have freedom of speech.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it speech?
The show is done.
No,
Mac.
For real. Hey, it seems like she's plotting.
Close
hey,
the show. Mac.
She's plotting some big stuff. I think they're gonna come and march outside here. You know, outside my Shebella studios. But a big part of me also thinks, you know, they won't come because Abaswagali. Abaswagali.
No one says it's going to be a silent march.
Because Abaswagali. So they won't come. Abaswagali.
We now ask you silent march.
Abaswagali.
Let me save you, man. Has Times Live ever written anything good about us, Ghost Lady?
No.
Yeah, let's find an article.
Yeah, anything good. Anything good. Have they ever?
Nah.
Let's find an article.
Bro, you said there's like a toss team there.
Yeah, there's a WhatsApp group or something.
Yeah, of like, oh, what fuck up do they do this?
Yeah, they are. We are coming for
this. There's an intern who has to watch every episode and report back.
An intern?
Yeah.
For real?
An intern who has to watch every episode and report back on any negative thing that I said.
But
that's the number one chiller right there. They know all the things. I hope they're paying a membership, like it's a premium, because I want to see the other things. It's a premium chill right there.
The one with the badge.
For real! Yo!
But I don't understand. What's the objective, guys? What is the objective? To see us on the ground?
Yeah, I think it's to send a message
and
to
it's advertising, honey.
Oh, yes.
And just send the message.
Okay, yeah, they're losing money with advertising. Yeah. So
for real.
Yeah. Mm. So, like,
when advertisers from the podcast.
Yeah, so when we have an advertiser, you must know they're losing one. Mm. So the more they lose, the more they got to go hard, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, these corporates are very nimble and, you know.
Yeah, because the Sunday Times speaks to, like, white people with money.
Mm.
Yeah.
Essentially, who are advertisers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Most of them, you know? So they paint this image of, oh no,
It's a controversial podcast. Oh no.
Yo.
Don't advertise there. Yeah, the media are the change their stance anytime.
Yeah.
Like, they're always training for the bad things every week.
Yeah. Actually, that answers, remember, dude, you see, so Max sent me a message. We got an email from somebody who works on Heineken. Mm. And they said that, oh, Saul, the beer, did actually, the brand people, the team, did discuss me being a brand ambassador, but, and then something happened. Something happened, like, on the podcast. Yeah. So it's like that, you know. And the media and these corporates are very.
Oh yeah, those
guys
don't want.
Something happened. Someone
don't want
happened.
Smoke. Remember, even
it sounds like someone happened. That said, someone. No, he does not deserve.
Yeah. True, because of the brand association. So what good is it if it's gonna come with those, you know, chains? I'm marketing to say
And those guys don't want no smoke.
And no one is not gonna not buy a beer because I said some shit on the podcast.
Exactly.
No.
And it's like this, dude. The people who sell black people things are so out of touch.
Yeah.
And it's black people who buy them.
Oh yeah.
You know, like Istafana, I think they refuse to know who actually drinks the real thing.
Yeah.
Black label the beer. Like, it's like you've never seen the actual guy who drinks the Black Label. It's always, remember growing up, Black Label was always these oily
guys, they are miners.
Oily man with the muscles, and you know, and they tough.
Coming out from the mine, or they were building.
Yeah,
something.
Hardworking man. Yeah. It's like, nigga, no. It's not an employee. What?
He's
the unemployed guys.
Yeah.
You've seen it. You know, they're the ones who drink this thing because it's affordable, it's cheap, and it's got a kick. But you'll never see that guy in the advert.
No.
So the only brand always try to.
Bro,
be
that's
so
why
cool
I love Striped Horse, dog. Like, I met this guy the other day. He was coming out of the bottle store with the 24 of Striped Horse. He's like, oh, it's so crazy. I'm sitting because I was just watching your guys' show.
Whoa.
And it made me want to buy Striped Horse, you know?
Beautiful.
And Striped Horse loves us, guys.
Real. Yeah, shout out
everything, bro.
Yo,
like,
guys,
they,
shout out.
Bring. Bro. And they get it, bro.
No bullshit.
Yeah. And people buy, love Striped Horse. Like, I see it so many places, actually.
I'm just happy they've been seeing the benefit, you know, of being with us and not interfering.
But do you blame newspapers, bro, or old traditional media? You
that's can see all they these, know, though.
No, you can see these guys, they're coming. Yes, they might have the numbers, but they don't have the revenue, right? But they are coming, bro.
Yeah, it's
like we got to kill them, bro.
It's business.
It's business.
Bro,
and remember
bro,
these newspapers,
guys.
They've already lost on the copy.
Yes.
Because these things I don't get printed out anymore already.
Yes.
So it is tough times for them.
It's business, bro.
What
do you think inspires taxi wars?
Nah.
Yeah. Carlos Pio, they got 4 taxis for a reason. They're not trying to get 10, 20, 30 taxis. Because generally, you become a target.
But, dog, we're doing
when you become big.
We're doing our own thing, bro.
But you're doing your own thing, but you're taking money from someone.
Yeah.
So you become a target.
You're a target. Mm.
And the truth is, business can be very violent. It can be extremely violent. Holding on to power can be very violent. I mean, I bet the government showed us that.
There's boardroom wars out there.
Like, people get shot, killed, dead for fucking with, hey, Letswalo, Ruff, CEO, the Ruff.
Mm.
You see?
What happened?
He's suspended. Because you fuck with people's income.
What did he do? What's the story?
Lawyers, remember, he's been exposing how lawyers are chowing from
the
Ruff, Road Accident Fund, and it's a big syndicate. It's a big thing. Where there's multi-millions, billions being made through corruption and the system, cheating the system of Ruff. He's not suspended. So generally, in business, when people make money, illicitly even more so, they get very violent when you try to stop them. Babita Tiokaran, remember, she's the lady, the Indian lady got killed because she exposed the Timbisa multi-million syndicate that was siphoning money through bad tenders and stuff.
Do you want to talk about Elon Musk leaving Doge? We don't care.
Apparently
he's on drugs.
Oh yes, did you see that?
Elon Musk is on drugs.
Yeah, ecstasy and all that shit.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Please, can you just Google? So, can you just fact check it? That how crazy, bro?
He's on X.
Stop that fucking
thing.
Solianos.
He's on X, though. He's on X.
But bro,
every day, all day.
I'm not shocked, bro. When you have that kind of money, bro.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Nah, you know what?
It's too much stress, bro.
Let's be honest, man.
How is drugs gonna help you?
No, but let's also be honest. A lot of like anti-drug campaigning is because how drugs ruin your life. But what do you do when your life is unruinable? Mm. Dude, if you're the richest man on earth, your life is unruinable. Mm. So you are free to do as you please. Mm. Him getting off drugs will be as easy as him getting on drugs. Mm. Unlike a poor guy who's stealing.
You're right.
Uchoncha.
Okay.
I'm a pompy. Yes, I love about Uchoncha, I'm a pompy, guys. It's an untapped market.
Drop this.
That's bad. You. Soliolis.
No.
Yes, Venture.
According to The Guardian and other headliners, it is stated that allegedly Elon Musk was on ketamine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms while in service with Donald Trump. And it is estimated that he might have taken, it's estimated that he might have taken more drugs, but yeah, those are the three so far that there's
Makes sense, man. I think even his dad is on drugs, man.
Hey, dog, yeah.